And now it's time for the Coach's Show on Sterling High School Radio with head coach Clint Wiley and your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski. Welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. I'm your host, Rob Strauss, and as always, joined by Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. Coach, welcome to another edition of the Coach's Show.
Thanks for having me, Rob. I'm excited about doing this today. Once again, I appreciate everything you guys do. Thanks for last year's great, exciting times we had last year, and hopefully we have a great season this year.
Speaking of last season, what is the biggest difference between last year's team and this year's team so far going into the second game against Audubon?
So far, I mean, we've had another year in the weight room, another year of development. These kids maturing closer to being young men now. We're a senior-led team. Where we got a lot of returners coming back. I mean, so the summer has been outstanding compared to my first 2 or 3 years because of the senior leadership. These kids understand they've been with me for 4 years now. They've bought into the philosophy that we're asking them to do. So when you go out there on the practice field, these kids are business. They're working hard. They're doing everything we ask of them. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to get better each day. That's all we're asking of them.
A lot of press has been made on a couple of your senior leaders, like you mentioned, JT Thompson and Devon Tucker. Tell us a little about, you know, what future they have. I know Devon going to go to Western Michigan next year, and JT's still undecided?
Yeah, JT's still undecided. I'll tell you what, it's been an exciting time here at Sterling. I think it's the first time since 1984 we've had a Division I scholarship football player. And this past May was an exciting time. We had 45 Division I colleges come into Sterling High School in a 4 week period of time, and looking at all of our kids. Not only, like I always tell the kids, this is a great and exciting time for Devon Tucker and for Sterling football, but more important, this is a great time for our freshmen, sophomores, and juniors in this program, because there's not one kid on the program can say, man, nobody looked at me, no coaches helped me get a Division I scholarship. When they're all coming here to watch our Division I player, Devon Tucker, so every coach in America is going to see Devon's film. And like I tell these guys, that's motivation for you to go out and perform. Because there's times I've shared stories with them. I flew out to Cincinnati to recruit this big offensive lineman, and I kept watching his film. I'm like, who's this kid that keeps showing up, this other kid? So when I went and watched him play that night, I ended up falling in love with this other kid who was 6'5", 200 pounds, who the coach didn't even recommend. And next thing you know, we offered him a scholarship, came to Villanova, had a great 4-year career for us. But my intentions were recruiting somebody off that film. And that's what my message to the kids. I mean, every college in this country is going to see our film because they're all looking at Devon Tucker. So this is a chance for you to showcase your athletic ability. And if you are good enough, the schools are going to know who you are.
Speaking of a couple athletes that went to top D1 or D2 schools in West Deptford last week, let's break that game down a little bit. You guys jump out to an early 3-0 lead. And it seemed like the turning point was that toss play to Cordell, and West Deptford recovered. Tell us a little bit about the game, and obviously it didn't go the way you wanted but
definitely did not go the way we wanted to go, in a little giggle inside me really crying inside. So just so you know that. I thought our kids prepared really well. For the first time since I've been here, I thought the first time we took the field, I thought we had a legitimate chance of winning the game. I thought defensively we played well enough to win the game. Offensively, we just made some critical plays that end up hurting us, and we didn't play well enough on offense to win the game. But if you recall, I mean, we're up 3-0. We're on West Deptford's 30-yard line. We end up running a toss play, get 10 more yards out of it. It's down on West Deptford's 20, but holding on Devon Tucker brought it back to our 40-yard line. Next play, we pitch the ball to Cordell. Goes right through his hands, and as Cordell's hustling to correct his mistake, the ball ends up hitting his helmet and bouncing all the way back. And next thing you know, we're in a situation where we're trying to go in and put points on the board against a well-coached West Deptford team. Meanwhile, West Deptford recovers the ball on our 32-yard line. And then 4 plays later, they end up scoring. So the difference of us being up maybe 6-0 or 10-0, now we're down 7-3. And then later on in the second quarter, right before half, you know, they threw a 10-yard slant route, which knocked it down. Good play by them. Let's line up, play again. Which ended up, two guys missed tackles, goes 50 yards. So you can't do that against a good football team. So we go into halftime down 14-3, whereas here, a play here or there, you know, we're winning a football game. I thought our defense played outstanding against them, especially in the first half. There was the first three times they had the ball, they were three and out. And like I said, we played well enough to win on defense, but our offense didn't help us.
How tough was it to have that game, the West Effort game? You guys played them twice last season. How tough was it to have that game as your opening game at home? Is that a game you would much rather have maybe midway through the season?
Yeah.
Or
without
how
a doubt,
was that for you guys?
Because here's the thing is, we played well enough Friday night to beat most teams. Okay, but if you're open up against a Haddonfield or a West Effort, you got to eliminate those mistakes. You can't get away with that with playing those types of teams. And we made a few mistakes the other night. Like we snapped the ball, our center snapped the ball early on five different occasions. Well, those are five plays we lost. Thank God we recovered all five of them, but it was all our snapper just snapping the ball early, and our quarterback had to jump down on it. Those are situations where on our first drive, we're down on the 15-yard line. Second play, it's second and seven. We snapped the ball early, our quarterback. So we lost that down. We lost an opportunity to gain some yardage there to get closer to that first down. And then you can't give up a 10-yard slant route. You can't turn the ball over against a well-coached team like West Effort. But I think if we played some other teams, we would maybe get away with that and learn from our mistakes and go there. But, hey, at the end of the day, both teams had to open up. It's the first game. They lost a lot of players. They came in. I mean, credit to them and their coaching staff and their players. They played hard. It was a good football game. You know what I liked about our team in the third quarter? We started coming back towards late in the third quarter, fourth quarter. We're down, 20-10. You know, Matt Minano hits Tamir Moore down by the shoelaces. If he hits him a little bit higher, we're taking that in. We'll go up. Then they're up 20-17. Now it's a close football game. There were some good things, and there's some things we had to work on.
You mentioned Matt Minano, and I wanted to touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
You subbed him out in the second quarter for Aaron Lee.
Yep.
Was that just due to his strategy kind of move?
No, yeah. Our thought process is we're going to play with the two-quarterback system. It's been our thought process going in throughout the whole summer. And I'm waiting for one of those guys to step up and win the job. Right now, both guys are neck and neck. They're competing. But no one's worked or no one's won the position, I should say, and say, man, this is a guy we're going to hang our hat on. So we're trying to get better. I mean, the biggest thing is competition. I mean, you can look at it from an outsider going, oh, man, this football team was 8-2 last year. Got Matt Minano coming back. But there's a lot of things that we need to get better at. So to me, like we tell guys, we preach here, and this is why I think we've been able to build a successful program, is competition. You can be replaced by the next guy. You know, everyone here can be replaced. I can be replaced. The quarterback can be replaced. The tackle can be replaced if you're not doing what we ask you to do. So you make it an open competition because, to me, competition brings out the best in everyone. So, yeah, our thought process is we got to try to get players on the field that's going to help us get better and better week one to week two, then week two to week three. And so that's what I'm excited about, you know, with our game coming up here against Audubon is – how do we get better? That's where you measure a team, is they get better from week one to week two. And we've had 2 weeks to prepare for Audubon, and we've worked really hard in the bye week. I mean, we took this thought process going into this, the season was we got to focus everything on West Effort, and then we have to go back to camp mentality and focus on the fundamentals and all that stuff for the next 2 weeks. Then we have Audubon here. So that's basically what we've been doing.
It was a packed house, and something that you've been preaching on the last couple of years to get fans out there.
Yep.
And you know, you look around, especially look backing on the tape from Channel 19, that place was packed.
It was awesome. It was awesome. For the first time since I've been here, that place was rocking. I got to tell everybody, I thought our cheerleaders did an outstanding job. Our band did an unbelievable job of keeping our cheerleaders and our band did an unbelievable job of keeping the crowd in the football game. I think we won every aspect for the first time I've been here. Cheerleading, band, the crowd. The only thing we didn't win was on the field with our football team, and that's our responsibility to make sure we put a winning product on the field. But I was really impressed and very proud of Sterling High School with the turnout, with our fans, our student body. And like I said, hats off to our cheerleaders and to our band. They did a great job Friday night.
Anybody that stood out to you? JT had a huge hit in that first or second quarter, I believe, on the quarterback kind of going out on like a little QB sneak to the left side. Big hit. Anybody else stand out to you that that you kind of said, "Hey, wow, this is a nice little surprise for us."
Yeah, you know what? We had a lot of guys coming back. I mean, I thought our front seven defensive line and linebackers played really well. Our defensive line's gotten better. I mean, Tony Pileski, Brian Morado, Dan Volcombs, and JT Thompson. Those four guys are really good up front. And then Coach Carter, Dallas Carter, coaches those guys, and he gets the most of his players. You know, offensively, I thought we did some nice things. Tamir Moore on offense really stepped up. He's a young, upcoming, bright, athletic young man who has a shot, man. He's a sophomore. He went out there on Friday night, and what I was impressed with, he stuck his nose in there and did a really good job of blocking. And sometimes, you know, with skilled kids, they just want to carry the ball. They don't want to block. But Tamir really stepped up. I'm really excited about him. I want to see what kind of performance he gives us Saturday afternoon against Audubon.
And nice little segue into this morning's game against Audubon. First road game of the year. Mm-hmm. Audubon 0-2 on the season, coming mm-hmm. off of a really, really kind of a tough game against West Effort, similar to what we had. And a loss to Lindenwald as well. What are you expecting out of Audubon this afternoon?
Well, what we've been preaching to our kids, it's not about Audubon. It's about Sterling High School. How do we get better from week one to week two? How do we eliminate those turnovers? How do we eliminate those procedure penalties? How do we eliminate those quarterback-center exchanges? I really don't care, and I tell the kids all the time, I don't care what Audubon does. To me, it's all about Sterling High School, for us to get better from week one to week two. Audubon's a team who, like you mentioned, they've had a tough last 2 weeks, but they got some ability. They got some young kids on the team. They got a good quarterback who can throw the ball. They got a number two running back who's very athletic, shifty, can make some people miss in space. So I'm anxious to see about our kids. What kind of character do we have? Are we a team that's going to keep living in the past off our 8-2 season, off the 2013 season, or are we going to make a name for yourself? You know, like I tell the kids all the time, this senior class is 2014. You're writing your chapter of your senior year, right? Every time you take the field, practice field, game field, this is your opportunity to write your history. And I'm hopefully we get better from week one to week two. I know I keep saying that, but that's the message we've been preaching these kids. They got to get better from week one to week two. They got to play mad. We talk about playing mad all the time. You got to play mad. You got to make a difference. Who's going to play every play to make a difference? And then we talk about 4 seconds. We ask every kid to play mad for 4 seconds. That's basically how much time each play takes, about 4 seconds. So I'm anxious to see how our kids take the field and play mad for 4 seconds.
You mentioned the 2 QB system earlier, mm-hmm. Between Aaron Lee and Matt Mignano.
Yeah.
What, are you guys still going with the wishbone formation for this game today?
Yeah, we're more of a wing T.
Wing T.
Yeah, you're going to see still 2 quarterback system. You're going to see a little bit more Richard Carter at quarterback also. Richard Carter is a very athletic running back who's carried a ball. I mean, who rushed for over 700 yards last year at running back position. You're going to see him at quarterback today. And Richard's he's a gamer. You know, Richard's one of those kind of guys who steps up to the challenge. And right now, we need to get better at that quarterback position. So you're going to see Richard Carter there. You'll see Aaron there, and you'll see a little bit of Matt there also.
Going back to the goals for the season, mm-hmm. We didn't get a chance to talk to you last week, or for the West Effort game, rather. So we didn't get a chance to kind of pick your brain a little bit on some of the goals you have for the season. Obviously, got to the playoffs the last couple years. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite get over the hump, went in the playoff game. So what goals have you set for your team for this season, whether it's individual or team?
No, here's what we talk about as a team. Just win the day. You know what I'm saying? Win the game. Win. This game right here is the most important game in Sterling High School history, the way we look at it. It's how we preach it, because this may be the last one for all of us. You never know. And to me, if we take that approach, talked to the guys last night about this, if you take this approach, this is the most important game of your career, and that's all you worry about, you're in good shape. When you start to worry about, oh, we got Woodbury next week, we got Haddonfield the week after, we got Paulsboro, you're not focused on the task, what's handed to you right now. You know, what's handed to us right now, God willing, we're going to go out on that field and play against Audubon. So it doesn't matter who's on the other side. It's more about us staying focused and getting better that day. And that's what we preach. Good teams focus on who they're playing now, not who they're playing 2, 3, 4 weeks from now, because then you lose focus on the task. So our goal is to win every game, but one game at a time. We didn't reach our goal last week against West Effort, but we're close enough to win that game. But now we got to learn from week one to week two, how do we get better to win this game? And then we were talking about, these are paydays. We didn't get paid last week. Okay, each day, football is a great sport, but it's also a sport you spend 365 days working out, lifting, running. In the summertime, you'd rather be down the shore. You know, our kids are out here in the hot heat weather, running, sweating, all that stuff. So you put a lot in for only 10 paydays. So what we always say is, you're going to earn your money for your family tonight. I mean, today's payday. We didn't get paid last Friday. You only get paid if you win. So hopefully we're going to be able to get paid after today.
How tough is it to coach a team up having the bye week so early in the season? Most teams obviously would like to have it about midway through the season. You guys get it right after your opening game against West Effort. How tough is it to get these kids amped up, and how much more difficult does it make it towards the tail end of the season, the late October, early November?
Well, in my perfect world, I like to have the bye anywhere between after week four, game four, game five, or game six, right midway throughout the season, so just in case you get any bumps and bruises, which you're going to have throughout a football season. I think we've done a good job is we've prepared these kids all summer. Guys, here's our thought process. Here's what we want to do. We're going to focus all camp on West Effort, okay? And then once West Effort's over with, we're going back to camp for the next 2 weeks, and then we'll get ready for Audubon, and then we're going to improve. But because I think it's the game plan's already been in place on how we're going to do it. I've been very, very impressed with our kids, our senior leadership, how they come out and work these last 2 weeks. Okay. Also, another good motivation is losing sometimes. When you get knocked down, what are you going to do? Are you going to get back up, or are you going to lay there and cry and whine and all that stuff? So I think our guys have gotten back up, and that's why I'm anxious about today. I want to see what kind of team we have, what kind of character we have, what kind of leadership do we have today when we take this field.
Who are the team leaders?
That's a great question.
Offense and defensively, I know it's early in the season, only one game in, but like you said, you guys have been practicing since the summer and even back into the spring of last year. Who's stood out as far as being your team leaders? Not necessarily team captains, because I don't know if you've gotten to that point yet, but who's the one inside the huddle or on the bench saying, hey, let's
I would say JT's that kind of guy. JT, Tony Pileski, those two kids come to mind that I think they're more of a vocal leader and leader by their actions. You know what I'm saying? Like, Devon Tucker is a great football player, but he's a quiet kid. You know, so he leads more by example than being vocal. You know, I mean, I was blessed to be around Brian Westbrook. And that's the way Brian Westbrook was. Brian Westbrook was one of those who led by example. He was very quiet. He was not that vocal leader. You know, we as coaches always want that vocal leader and that guy who leads by example. But I think we have a few of those guys on the team, like I mentioned, JT and Tony. But, you know, we're early in the season, so I'm anxious to see. What really impressed me was this week, I saw some young kids step up and try to educate some younger kids in the program on how to do things the right way. I'm telling you what, the future's bright here. Our freshman football team, Rob, sorry to get on this, our freshman football team right now is 4-0. They beat West Effort the other night 28-6. So we got some great – we got 33 freshmen right now playing football. We had 35. We're at 33 right now. They're strong. They beat Cherry Hill East like 50-some to 20-some. So they're scoring a lot of points. So we got some great young talent in this freshman class that we're going to try to ease up into our varsity. I mean, I got Demir Hutchison, who's a freshman, playing varsity now. I got Lamar Price, who's playing varsity football, who's a freshman offensive lineman. And we got some other young, talented kids. We're bringing up Chris Rowe, who's going to start wide receiver today, who's a tall, lanky freshman kid who's very athletic. So I'm excited to see some of these young. I'm excited about seeing our upperclassmen go out and take this field. But I'm also, there's a couple question marks. We got some bright, young, talented kids. I'm anxious to see how they compete at the varsity level today also.
Speaking of today, give us three keys to the game today and performing well, coming out and getting paid, as you say, against Audubon this afternoon.
Well, the number one key is for us is the, no turnovers, okay? Win the turnover. We always say win the turnover battle. That means, you know, for us not to turn the ball over, and hopefully we create a couple turnovers. Number two, be able to win the rushing battle, okay? For our offense to be able to run the ball and our defense be able to stop them. And then eliminate the big plays on defense. You know, and the fourth one I always throw in there is special teams. You know, who wins the special teams battle? And to me, that could be the difference. We got a great kicker. and Yargin, and hopefully he gets an opportunity. I mean, he took the field the other night, banged a, what was that, a 35-yarder with confidence. And he's a great, great young man to have on the team because he works hard. And he's got a bright future if he wants to continue to do this in college.
Shules and I talk about this all the time on the air, that the especially in high school football.
Oh, yeah.
If you have a solid kicker, that could be the X factor.
Yeah.
Because most teams going for it on fourth and three from, you know, the 20-yard line, whereas you guys can boot a 40-yard field goal from there. So that's awesome.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time because I say the coach has got to get on me a little bit about we have to use him a lot. Because I'm one of those kind of guys, if it's 4th and 15, I think we can get those 15 yards. And that's not smart all the time. You know, so we got to be able to use him. We have a weapon there. We got to be able to use him. And he did a really good job on Friday night.
All right, Coach. Best of luck tonight against Audubon. Actually, I should say this afternoon against Audubon. So you're saying tonight, but it is an afternoon game or a kickoff coming up shortly. Coach, thanks again for joining us.
Hey, thank you for everything, and go Knights.
You've been listening to the Coach's Show right here on Sterling High School Radio. Kickoff coming up next.